Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and if it's the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and we want to hear from you. That number is 844-322-2742, and that's good in the U.S. and Canada. Give us a call right now, because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, folks, we would love to hear from you on today's broadcast. So if you have a question or a passage of Scripture that you're confused about and want some clarification, we would love to talk with you on today's program. Again, 844-322-2742 is the number. All week we've been talking about freedom. We've talked about how we can experience freedom from all the temptations of the world, the desires of the flesh that all of us experience. And this week we're going to finish up that series and start a new one on Thursday as we go into a new month. But Romans chapter 12 is really kind of the pinnacle, the passage that really helps us understand how to experience this freedom on a day-to-day basis. So Paul writes this in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy. So this has a context. This isn't just words written in a vacuum. It has a context, and that context is the very mercy of God that Paul has been unfolding for us through the first 11 chapters of the book of Romans. So in light of this mercy that caused us to be made alive together with Christ, this mercy that took away our sins and imparted to us the very righteousness of Christ, that's the mercy that we're talking about. In view of that, he says to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. So this is freedom right here.
Yes,
this
indeed.
Is what you were set free to do, to offer your bodies to God as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to him. You couldn't do that as a lost person. You were under the control of Satan. You were in the domain of darkness. You were spiritually dead. You didn't have that connection to God. You were separated from him, as death is to life. But then the gospel message grabbed your heart, and it moved you to say with your lips that Jesus Christ is Lord. Why? Because you believed in your heart that God had truly raised him from the dead. That's the story. Mm-hmm. And you believed that story, and you were ushered into this good news story by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. And so you were set free from the law of sin and death. That condemnation that was on you was lifted, and now you're free.
Yeah.
And what does that freedom look like? That freedom looks like you offering yourself to Christ as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. That's what it looks like. Well, what happens when you offer your body as a living sacrifice? Well, the living God lives his life in and through you. That's real freedom. Anything else is imitation. That's just all there is to it. So this is real freedom. And so it says, this is your true and proper worship. Worship is what we were made for. Worship is when we become fully human. We were pushed in a different direction by sin. We started worshiping things instead of the Creator. And now when we come back to the Creator through Jesus Christ, we become the humans God designed us to be. That's real freedom. So it says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. So our spirits have been made new in Christ Jesus. Christ has sent his spirit to take up residence right there. And now our minds need to follow suit. Our minds need to be aligned to that truth. So we don't want to be conformed to the pattern of this world, but we want to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. So that's how this freedom that we have begins to really find expression in our human personalities,
right,
when our minds start aligning to what's true within our hearts. So our hearts have been made new. We have brand new hearts indwelt by the Spirit of God. And now our minds are going to start being renewed to that truth. Then we will be able to test and approve what God's will is. Well, what is God's will for us? Freedom. Mm-hmm. It is for freedom that Christ set us free. So we're not to go back under the yoke of slavery. Right. We're to stay free. That's God's will for you. And you will find that that's good and pleasing and perfect to you. Mm-hmm. God already knows it's good and pleasing and perfect. He doesn't need to be convinced of that. We do. And so our minds aren't quite so sure. We're thinking about the stuff that's in the world. Man, if I could be just ultra rich, I could be really happy. Mm-hmm. And our minds think that kind of stuff. If I could just have a bigger house, or if I could just drive a brand new car, or if. It's just all kinds of things, then we would be happy. Well, what is that saying? Is that my mind hasn't been fully transformed. It's in that process. We're still getting some of those messages from the world, and some of those messages look appealing to us. And we need to come back to the point and say, hey, that's not the will of God for me. The will of God for me is freedom to offer my body as a living sacrifice so that God can live his life in and through me. Mm-hmm. That's freedom, and that's when I experience my humanness to its fullest level.
Yeah.
So that's the freedom that he's talking about, and when we experience that, we're going to come to this point and say with God that's good and pleasing and perfect to us.
Indeed. Well, it's Basic Gospel, everybody, with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis. Thanks for joining us. We have open lines for you. If you'd like to be a part of the live broadcast, hearing it in the 3 o'clock hour, call right now, 844-322-2742 in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. And friends, we've said it so many times, we can't do what we do every day on this radio broadcast and other aspects of the ministry without what you do. And to say thanks for your generous gift this month, we want to send you our series, Living Life on the Edge. Now, this series, as we've said all month, and the accompanying booklet, of course, maps out the biblical way to handle the temptations of the world and the desires of the flesh. Request your copy when you make your gift to Basic Gospel, and let the grace of God teach you how to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and live self-controlled, upright lives in Jesus Christ. Click donate at basicgospel.net and request your copy of Living Life on the Edge. That means the audio and the booklet are yours when you make your contribution. Again, donate at basicgospel.net.
Hey, Bob, let me jump in. When you order this, when you give to Basic Gospel and request your copy, you're not only going to get an audio version of it, you're going to get a video version of it as well. So this is something that you could sit down with a group and watch, and these messages are about 20 minutes each, and you can have a great discussion after you watch the message. So for those of you who like audio, you're going to get the audio, but you're also going to get the video. Both of those are included in this package. Mm-hmm. So it is just a great tool, a great resource that you can use in many and various ways to not only help you spiritually, to help you grow in the grace of God, but as a means to help others as well.
Absolutely. Well, again, donate at basicgospel.net, and your copy will be on the way to you. Many of our listeners, Bob, know that our friend Saab, who lives in the United Kingdom in London, as a matter of fact, came to Christ out of the Islamic faith, and now is reaching out to his realm of influence, proclaiming the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's become a dear friend from a distance over these past couple or 3 years, however long it's been. But we got this email question from Saab, and he says it's kind of a rhetorical question. Why say gospel plus nothing or Jesus plus nothing? In these days, you can clearly see people adding their own ideas to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Many are mixing law and grace, and many focus on prosperity. Because of that, many believers are confused, and they don't really understand what is the real meaning of the Bible and who it's talking about. But our ministries are leading people into the original Word of God without any additives. Simply grace produces a simple life. That's from Saab, and I think it's worthy of comment.
Well, it is, and Saab is having an amazing ministry, really, into a Hindu community.
Oh, it's Hindu, that's right.
And he's been seeing folks come to Jesus, and it's all because he is just proclaiming the simplicity of the story.
Yeah.
So he's not adding anything to Jesus. He's not telling these people that if they believe Jesus plus get baptized or plus give 10% or plus, he's not adding anything to it. He's just lifting up the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And he's talking to these people about the death of Jesus, the burial of Jesus, the resurrection of Jesus, the ascension of Jesus. It's a Jesus story from start to finish. And this story, as it has for 2,000 years, changes lives. It gets inside of a person, mm-hmm. and it brings new life to that person. And then that story begins to fill up every aspect of who that person is. So Saab is having an incredible outreach there in London, and we hope to go and visit with Saab at some point and to be a part of what God is doing through him and his team there. Really looking forward to that, and just praying that God would open up that door here in the near future. But that's something that we all have to understand in our own lives.
Mm-hmm.
We're thankful for what God did. This is how most of us think. This is how I thought for many years. We're thankful for what God did for us in Jesus. And then the next question we ask, so what are we supposed to do for you? And so we spend a lot of our time, trying to answer that question, what am I supposed to do for you, Lord?
Mm-hmm.
And we go to various gurus, we go to various leaders, we go to various pastors and ministers, and we ask them that question, what am I supposed to do now that I'm a Christian? And they all have different answers. They all have different takes on an answer to that question. But the real answer is simply trust Jesus.
Yeah.
It's his story. Allow him to live his story in and through you. That's it. It's as simple as that. We call that faith, trusting Jesus Christ.
Right.
And that's exactly what Saab is all about in his ministry. And we're so grateful for him, grateful for his partnership. And when we come on the air every day, we always know we have a friend in London that's tuned in.
Absolutely.
So, Saab, thanks for writing to us.
Yes, indeed. Well, we have plenty of open lines right now, friends, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Thorndale, Texas, and talk to our friend Clay. Hi, Clay.
Hello. A friend of mine that I know got some stuff stolen off of his property, and he was a little bit mad about it. I want to see what you think about this. I was talking to him. I said, when you read about the thief in Scripture, it talks about the thief comes to steal. It doesn't say the thieves, plural. And like in Psalms, it says when you catch a thief, he's got to pay back sevenfold or the contents of his whole house. I said, when it seems like the thief uses flesh and blood to operate through, but that's not where our battle is. And the reason I'm saying this is because when we take that battle to that, we leave the freedom that we have in Christ and the renewing of our mind to know who the enemy is. Those people that he's using are created in the image of God, and they need to receive the gift of grace where they'll steal no more. Do you see where I'm going with that, Bob?
Oh, absolutely.
Hear where you comment about you put yourself in bondage when you're pointing the finger at something created in God's image as the enemy.
Well, I think you're exactly right, Clay. And Paul talks about that in his letter to the Ephesians. He says our enemy is not flesh and blood, but it's the spiritual forces of darkness. And there's this spirit of Antichrist that's in the world, and that spirit of Antichrist is playing itself out in human events. We've seen it from the very get-go, haven't we? So the spirit of Antichrist was in that serpent. That serpent stood next to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and had a conversation with Eve. And in that conversation, the serpent used his craftiness, he used his deceitfulness, and he made that tree look desirable to Eve. And then she ate. So that spirit of Antichrist found expression in a human event, within a human choice. And we see that taking place throughout human history. So the simple illustration or story that you gave, that somebody got something stolen off of their property, well, that's what the spirit of Antichrist is all about. And so that's behind it, isn't it? That's behind that human action of stealing something. It's a lie. It's deceitfulness. It's all of that. And so when we recognize that there are these spiritual forces of darkness and that Christ has disarmed them, has defeated them through his death on the cross, then we can really jump into what Paul wrote to the Corinthians. And he said that God has reconciled the world unto himself, and he's given us this ministry of reconciliation, that God is not counting our sins against us. So when we understand all of those things, then we can look at that person and say, hey, God isn't counting that sin against him. Now, I need to come to alignment with that truth. So I'm not counting that sin against him so that I can actually deal with him from God's perspective.
Those porch pirates are hard to catch, though.
Yes, they are.
Hey, I totally agree with that. But see, the natural unrenewed mind is just like Adam. He said, that woman you gave to me.
Yes.
He took the battle to the wrong place. Okay, so this thing, it has to be spiritually discerned of where the battle is, and it's with a defeated foe. That's what should make it easier.
Absolutely. He is a defeated foe. Christ has already defeated him. I love that passage, Colossians 2, I think it's 15 or something like that, where it says, he has disarmed and put him to public shame. You know, not only did he disarm him, he put him to public shame. He put him up there and say, "You world, you need to mock him and laugh at him because he thought he had power, and I'm here to tell you, he has none. None at all."
But you know, one other thing, Bob, but you know, doing business with a defeated foe, there can be consequences in this world for it now, even for a believer. And there can be eternal consequences if it isn't repented of and receiving grace. And I think we through recognizing what's going on, we're able, as what you say, to be ministers of reconciliation. That was really good. I'm going to play this for him. I sure appreciate your wisdom.
Well, thanks, Clay. Great to hear from you. Hope to see you at our conference in September.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we found a puppy sitter. Thank you.
Excellent. We'll look forward to seeing you. Great.
Bob, talk to our listeners a little bit about the conference coming up. It's going to be a great time. I'm really looking forward
September
to it.
September 6th and 7th. It's at the Medical City of Louisville, Grand Theater, old Main Street, Louisville, just a quaint, charming area of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Greg and Coleman and I went over and looked at the venue today. Just a beautiful, beautiful room. We just can't wait to talk about the grace of God and tell the story of Jesus. And we're gonna start from a big picture point of view. You know, philosophers have been asking this question, why is there something instead of nothing?
Yeah.
And they've been trying to answer it. And a lot of people have just determined that there is really no answer other than the fact that there is something instead of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the story of grace answers that question. So we're going to start there, and then we're going to telescope this message down to you. What does the grace of God mean to you? You're here because of grace, because God wanted you to be here.
Mm-hmm.
That was his desire. So he wanted you to be here. And so if he wanted you to be here, for what reason? How is that grace of God going to spell itself out in your life. And I'm telling you, this is life-changing stuff. This will rock your world and put you into a place where you never dreamed possible as far as your relationship with Christ is concerned and how you relate to the world around you and the people around you. So don't miss this event. It is one of those things that will really build the foundation underneath you that will impact every single area of your life.
It's the Simply Grace Conference coming up the 6th and 7th of September. Bob Christopher's going to be leading. The Basic Gospel staff will be there, and we want you to be there too. And you can get all the information and register right now at basicgospel.net/events. Again, that's basicgospel.net/events. Well, Bob, we had this question from a Hawaii listener. This is from Robbie. He says, as a devoted listener to your program, I continue to search for more truth. Where can I find God's perfect word? With the many Bible versions that are out there proclaiming God's word, I want to know your straight, honest answer. What do you conclude to be the tangible word of God that I can read daily? That's from Hawaiian listener Robbie.
Well, he's asking basically what Bible translation would we recommend. And there's certainly many good Bible translations that are available to you today. You know, there were folks back in the 1500s and 1600s that gave their life to try to bring the Greek translations into the English language.
Right.
And there are many people that tried to stop that. And many of those translators were martyred. They gave their blood. They gave their life for that.
Mm-hmm.
And if they could look forward to our modern day and could see all the many translations we have available to us, we can just go into any Christian bookstore. We can go into really Walmart or Barnes & Noble, all kinds of places, and we can pick out hundreds of different Bibles. In various translations. So the ones that we use here, the one that I read from most often is probably the English Standard Version. And then we use the NIV version. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, lots of people will stand up and say, how could you use the NIV? Well, it's the most read English translation on the planet today. So if you're going to really connect to people out there and what they're reading, then the NIV is kind of the translation to turn to. We use the New American Standard Bible. I have several King James Version Bibles on my shelf that I will reference. And so we have this wealth, this almost embarrassment of riches available to us when it comes to Bible translation. So pick one that you enjoy reading. And once you pick one that you enjoy reading, don't rely on the translation itself as your means of solely understanding what the Bible is saying.
Mm-hmm.
You have a teacher. That teacher is the Spirit of God. And so you need to rely on the Spirit of God, because the Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth. He's going to guide you into all truth. He is going to take the things of the Lord Jesus and make them known unto you. And he's going to reveal to you the things that you cannot understand intellectually or academically.
Yeah.
So find one you like and then trust the Holy Spirit to teach you truth.
Friends, we pray that what you hear every day on Basic Gospel is helping to shape your understanding of the truth of God's love in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you're invited to be with us again tomorrow at the same time. In the meantime, please prayerfully consider supporting Basic Gospel to help keep this message of grace in Jesus Christ going forward day by day. Click Donate at basicgospel.net to make your gift, and we'll send you a copy of the audio series and booklet, including the video that Bob was talking about earlier, the DVD version of Living Life on the Edge. Again, donate at basicgospel.net, and you'll get the entire package. And while you're on the site, get all the information on our Simply Grace Conference coming up September 6th and 7th. You'll find it under the Events tab at basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net, Events. We encourage you to go there and scope out the entire website, because there's a wealth of information and teaching that's available to you right there. And if you have a question before our next broadcast, leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742, or you can email your question to bob@basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back same time tomorrow for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.